when Baba sees his children, Baba expresses his love for the children in many ways, through drishti, through words, also through actions. When Baba looks at the children, he sees them as his long lost, now found children. And with that awareness, he gives us so much love. Like a child who has been lost and found after a long time, that child is given so much love. That's how Baba sees us, as his long lost, now found children. So when Baba sees us with that love, do we children also see Baba with that love? Yes, Baba, you are the same one from whom we had separated 5,000 years ago, and we are meeting again. Do you feel that when you meet Baba? Baba does feel that when he meets us. But do we also feel the same? For the children, it can be said long lost and now found. But for us children, what is Baba? Long lost, now found? Or no? What should we say? Did we lose Baba? In a way, yes. For half a kalpa, we did not even think of remembering God. And from Copper Age onwards, though we looked for God, we searched God, yet we did it all without knowing Him. It's like looking for someone whom you don't know. It is futile. It is of no use. How can you look for someone whom you don't know? You know Him and then you look for Him. Well, it's another thing. But we did know God and we were looking for God. Of course, we had been separated from Him, and that feeling of wanting to meet Him was there. But even if He would come in front of us, we wouldn't know, because we did not know God. And therefore Baba says, I have to come and give my introduction myself. Nobody knows my introduction. You know, usually people, the VIPs, don't introduce themselves. They are introduced by somebody else. Whenever that VIP is meeting someone, first that VIP is told that these are so and so, and then those people are told that this is so and so. So this is what we call as public relations. You know, in public relations they teach that if a VIP is meeting some people, he doesn't introduce himself and they don't introduce themselves to him. But someone intervenes. And who is introduced first? Not the VIP. But who is introduced first? Those with whom that VIP is meeting, because he is spoken first. He is spoken to first, that these people are such and such. And then they are addressed. This one is so and so. So the VIP is given the importance and he is told about the people opposite. And then the people opposite are told about the VIP. Because first the VIP has to that person has to speak to the VIP about the others. But here God Himself comes and speaks Himself. Because nobody knows Him, nobody knew Him. Even Brahma Baba didn't understand that Shiv Baba had come in His body. So how could Brahma Baba also introduce Shiv Baba to the children? Even Brahma Baba did not know. And Shiv Baba came and introduced Himself. You all know the story of how Shiv Baba entered in the body of Brahma Baba and introduced Himself. I am the embodiment of bliss. I am Shiva. I am the embodiment of knowledge. I am Shiva. I am the embodiment of peace. I am Shiva. So I am Shiva. This introduction God gave Himself. Of course, through the medium of Brahma Baba. But at that time, Brahma Baba was in a state of trance. His eyes were shut. And his family members heard this introduction which Shiv Baba revealed through him. And then when he came back, he woke up from his trance state. His family members asked him, "What did you experience?" And he said, "There was some light, some might, great power, great light, very powerful light, but very loving, very sweet, very calm and cool. And that light entered into me, inside me. And now that light and might wants me to do something." That's all. This was experience. But that light and might gave his introduction through his mouth that Brahma Baba also did not know. And then you know the whole story that how when Baba used to take the Gita in his hand to read out to the family or to the audience, Shiv Baba would enter in his body and start speaking. And Brahma Baba used to wonder, "Who is speaking? I'm not speaking. Somebody else is speaking through me." And Brahma Baba used to wonder, because he would listen. So words were spoken by Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba's ears would listen. So it was like something very strange. Like somebody else speaking through my mouth and I'm listening. So Brahma Baba was taken by surprise. And then how the trance messengers, they used to tell Brahma Baba that it is the Supreme Being speaking through you. And then Brahma Baba realized that I have become the medium of Shiv Baba. So we saw Brahma Baba as the medium of Shiv Baba. And now we see Gulzar Dadi as the medium of Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. And we call that Avyakt Bab Dada. But you can notice there is so much difference. So much difference between the Sakar Murlis and the Avyakt Murlis. Today's Murli was a very typical example. Such type of Murlis cannot be spoken by Avyakt Bab Dada. Because today's Murli was Brahma Baba's churnings and also Brahma Baba's efforts. I don't know if you all paid attention. Brahma Baba's churnings and Brahma Baba's efforts. Brahma Baba used to say, in today's Murli also it was there, that he would just wake up because so much churning would go on in his mind and he would wake up in the middle of the night, and he couldn't get sleep, and he would sit and churn and churn and churn. And Dadi Janki was sharing one day that one day at 3 o'clock she went to Baba's room and she saw Brahma Baba sitting on his bed. So Dadi went in and saw Brahma Baba sitting on his bed. She wondered, it's just 3 o'clock and Baba sitting on his bed. So she went very close and said, "Baba, what are you doing so early?" And Baba said, "I'm preparing hot halwa for my children. You know this? I'm preparing hot halwa for my children." And Dadi was surprised. What did that mean? So Baba said, "Yes, I'm doing churning. This is hot halwa, which Baba has to share with the children in the Murli class." So Baba is preparing that garam, hot halwa. So Baba used to do a lot of churning. And we can note from many Sakar Murlis that yes, this is churning of Brahma Baba. For example, in today's Murli, Baba spoke about how other religions, even they go through a cycle. They also go through golden, silver, copper, iron age. But then how to show their cycle? You know, so difficult. Brahmins, deities, kshatris, vaishyas, shudras, a cycle is there, and then it's like the variety form of Vishnu from the top knot to the toes. So top knot is the Brahmins and deities are the face, then kshatriyas are the hands, vaishyas are the stomach, the merchant clan, stomach, and then the legs are the shudras. But then, and the shudras, then the choti, the top knot meets the toe, and then this becomes like a cycle, like a somersault. So this is okay for the Brahmins who are becoming deities because they go through this cycle. But what about the other religions? They don't go through this cycle. They come only in copper age. But yes, they have their own cycle too, because they too go through their golden, silver, copper, iron stages. Even all the prophet souls went through their cycle of golden, silver, copper, iron, and now all of them are in their last stage. But not all take 84 births. Now these are churnings of Brahma Baba. Of course Shiva Baba spoke. And then how Brahma Baba churns. And then Brahma Baba says, "I also forget Shiva Baba. I try to remember Baba, I'm feeding your body. And then I forget." So remembering Shiva Baba as Baba starts eating, and then Baba forgets. So Brahma Baba would say, "I know, children, how many storms of Maya could be coming to you. Baba understands how difficult it may be for the children. While the children are living at home in their family and with their responsibilities, so much to do, you know, so many responsibilities, so many problems, so many bondages also. In the midst of all that, to keep remembering Baba all the time is not easy. It's not easy." So how Baba took the side of the householders? Baba knows it's not easy, because Maya can come in so many forms. Brahma Baba was also a householder before, and he knew what responsibilities the householders have. And those who are kumars and kumaris, not that much responsibility. And Baba said the kumaris, they don't have responsibility of their parents at all. Why? Because they have to get married and go another family. So parents' responsibility is not on the girls. But yes, parents' responsibilities on the boys. On the boys, on the sons. Because the son has to look after the parents. Well, in India it is so, it is very true. Now, of course, the whole world is changing. Everything is changing. The boys, the sons don't want to take the responsibility of their parents. Or now it's sometimes the other way around. The parents don't want to take the responsibility of their children. Okay, 16 years, 18 years, come on. I remember I went to Sweden or Denmark, I don't know where I was. One lady came to me, she said, "I'm so relieved." I said, "What happened? In what way are you relieved?" And she said, "My son has left home. I'm relieved." Just imagine, I was surprised. My son has left home and I'm relieved. That means I won't have to look after him anymore. He is on his own. So it was a relief for the parents. Just imagine. Actually, it is the other way around. Children are relieved if father is old and he dies, the son is relieved. Now the father is dead. Thank you. Very good news. Dadi is here. She's coming up in the lift, and in a few minutes we'll have Dadi with us. So I was just not killing time, but just sharing something with you. So we heard Baba's churnings, Brahma Baba's churnings. So we can see the big difference how Brahma Baba used to make effort. But does Gulzar Dadi have to make any effort? No. What do you think? And does Gulzar Dadi have to make any effort when Bab Dada comes? Once I asked Dadi, "Dadi, Brahma Baba used to churn a lot, you know, before going for Murli class. Dadi, do you also churn anything?" Dadi said, Why should I? She said, "I don't have to because I'm not here at that time when Bab Dada come. I'm not here. Therefore, I'm not involved at all." So see the difference when Shiv Baba used to come in the body of Brahma and when Bab Dada come in the body of Gulzar Dadi. And the other difference, Brahma Baba was an effort maker. So in Sakar Murlis we can understand the efforts being made by Brahma Baba. But now Avyakt Bab Dada, Brahma Baba is perfect. So in that perfect stage he doesn't have to talk about efforts the way he used to make. So, Dadi will be with us very soon. And Om Shanti. Okay, come. Where is she?
They're waiting for her. They're in the complex already. So Meera Vincent just to organize them.
Before. I thought Dadi was here.
She's here, down. She's coming to the
complex. Okay. So welcome the youth, welcome the youth, welcome everybody. So Dadi has come all the way from Shantivan to meet you all today. I know the youth, some of you met Dadi, but not all, and many of you have not met Dadi, so we can understand how busy Dadi is, but still, she loves the double foreigners, the double foreigners love her, and she thinks it's a responsibility that she comes and meets all of you. So today she'll be here whole day, she'll meet you all now and then also give a class in the evening and then go back to Shantivan at night because thousands and thousands are there in Shantivan and they also feel that Dadi should be with them. So how Dadi Janki pleases everyone, it's a real wonder. You can also imagine how Baba used to please everyone. Really.